This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
By the way, have you thought about it? The Cinco? Have you thought about it at all?
When a contract's signed, I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow. Information from Sean.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. I'm an Uno guy.
Is that a threat?
No.
It really does sound like one. Jeez.
That sounded like one. Uno sounds good. All right, Cinco de Fivo brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, the top five potential afternoon show producers. Just kidding.
I hate the New York Jets.
The five worst Joe Shane decisions of all time.
All right. Wow.
So I say this to say, if you go back on the Odyssey app, rewind 2 o'clock, we went through our grades of Joe Shane, and we went through a lot.
Yeah.
So a little way to revisit that. Me personally, I think his five worst decisions as general manager. All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Drafting Evan Neal. Now think about that.
How is that? Five.
That should show you he's a crappy GM, right? Charles Cross, a couple picks later to the Seahawks, but a fine tackle on that winning franchise. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Signing Daniel Jones without even letting him test the open market, as Tiki alluded to earlier.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Not admitting the draft mistakes of Evan Neal or Jalen Hyatt, completely wasting roster spots the last two seasons.
It's bad. Tiki's been very critical of that.
Here we go.
Right.
Number two.
And by admitting, you mean, see ya.
Yeah, just.
Cut bait.
The only thing worse than making a mistake in the draft is continuing to make the same mistake by trying to prove to everybody it's not a mistake. I hate that. All right. Number two, not cutting Graham Gano ever. He's had three straight years to try to do it and has been burned in three straight years. By the way, that's such a simple thing, isn't it?
That's rough putting that ahead of the Neal and Daniel Jones stuff.
You know why?
Yeah. He directly lost games.
And
directly, by not being available.
I'm more apt to give you leeway on making a draft mistake like Evan Neal because a lot of general managers would have took Evan Neal in the top 10. I'm more apt, in this case, with 3-2, to say, you know what, you want to try to move Evan Neal to guard or think that, you know, Jalen Hyatt might connect with the new quarterback. Like, I can find excuses. Not cutting Graham Gano, there's no excuse. You just kept screwing that up. It's stupid.
Right.
Somebody wrote, I'm sorry, I just noticed this. Our whiteboard that says Lugash Debate Series, someone wrote on it, Nimmo, a.k.a. Snitch.
Yeah, what is that?
T-O-L.
Is that, was that, that was Al?
Al's very big on, like, hidden messages, like a game of Clue. This isn't the first time he's done this, whenever he comes in.
That's smart of him. So Nimmo, a.k.a. The Snitch, apparently from T.O.L. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one worst Joe Shane decision in his tenure, trading up a spot for Deontay Banks in the first round. You had such a bad 2022 draft, you couldn't fail like that in 2023. Right. Put those in a pot. He sucks.
And so that's an impressive list, man. That's an impressive list. Thank you, Sean.
But only get the five.
No, I get you. Yeah, if you missed it at the top of the show, we tried to grade Joe Shane in the fairest way possible. Tiki ended up giving him a B-. Mm-hmm. Sean gave him a flat C. Tommy gave him a B+. I gave him a D-. So our grades were very eclectic, actually.
We all graded on the curve. You can tell who the Giant fan is not.
Oh, come on. You're going to put this on me of being not a Giant fan?
Yeah, because you weight the things that I don't think apply.
They're 3-22 in their last 25 games.
And that's something that I can't weight heavily on the GM. It's part of it, but it's more on the head coach.
If I put a poll out right now and
said, what's his overall record?
His overall record?
Yeah, it was like,
I think it's 20-41 or something like
that. Yes, yeah.
It's not, I mean, either way, it's not good. And that, remember, it starts 9-7-1. So it got off to a good start. It's been even worse if you look at the last 3 years. If I put a poll out and said, Giant fans, which grade do you most agree with? Tiki's B+.
B-.
I apologize. Tiki's B-. Sean C. Tommy's B+. Or Evan's D-. I'd win in a landslide. The Giant fans would agree with me. But anyhow, if you
want
to hear...
That's because they want their out. They want their little...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Taste of blood.
Yeah, look, and... It's not
They're
even,
not done blaming everybody yet.
I think when you lose as often as they have, you are going to blame everybody.
Of course.
And you're going to go to the top, and you're going to go to the decider on players. And we'll get to Jonathan Vilmon, why is on my crap list in literally 3 minutes, because I promised 5:12. Let's go to Nick in Westchester County. What's going on, Nick?
First of all, let me tell you guys, I'm 81 years old, been watching sports since 1952. My head is straight. Because I still do tax returns. Now, I don't want to knock any of you or any of the other sportscasters
so don't
on
do
any
it.
Of the shows.
So don't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
All right.
But I can tell you, a lot of you don't know what you're talking about. Mike McCarthy would be the worst coach you could pick, because I have an insider that's one of the stockholders that lives in Green Bay. And he said he should have won 3 Super Bowls out there. And he failed at Dallas.
That's unfair, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I grant
he won
that he's,
one.
That, isn't that good?
Yeah. I mean, because he didn't win a couple more.
You know, I could say that about Sean Payton, too. I could look at some of the successes they had, some of the years they had.
You could say it about Andy Reid. Andy Reid should have, I don't know, 8?
That's actually a very good point. You're right.
Seriously.
You're 100% right about that. By the way, before we get back to your calls, I want to play audio for you from Jonathan Vilma that I did not find out about until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to play it because I'm so bothered by this. Jonathan Vilma in the middle, and I'm curious if you guys caught this because I was at the Jet game, so I didn't hear it live. I was notified by somebody, and I appreciate Joey and Yonkers notifying me because, thank you, Joey, this is right up my alley. I appreciate when people admit they don't know what they don't know. I try to do that. I try to be honest. Look, I don't know this. I don't know that. Jonathan Vilma admitted something he didn't know on the broadcast yesterday, and I thought it was disqualifying in terms of calling a Jets game.
Right, 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma. Jonathan admitting he didn't know a certain someone.
Kirk Cousins starting his fourth career game against the Jets. He's gone up against Ryan Fitzpatrick, Sam Darnold, Mike White, and now Tyrod Taylor. Here today,
Mike White. That one I don't remember at all. Mike White.
And he had a huge day in that game against Cousins and the Vikings.
Excuse me?
Where does he live?
Where does who live?
Jonathan Vilma.
Mars?
I know. How do you not know Mike White?
You don't know the most exciting thing that's happened to the Jets in the last decade?
Now think if you live in San Diego and the Jets stink. Zach Wilson is just not even worth your energy. You know him because he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
You're in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And Mike White comes in and plays a game for the Jets, and the Jet fans get all excited about it.
Yes.
Are you even hearing it?
I'm not asking my old roommate, Brian, to do a Jets game. He lives in San Diego. We used to work together at Sirius. I'm not calling him up saying, can you broadcast the Jet game? I know he may not know Mike White. You're Jonathan Vilma. You're broadcasting a Jet game. And you say about a player, it was a few years ago. It wasn't 1967. It wasn't 1983.
Right.
It wasn't the Mud Bowl. It wasn't 1993. It wasn't Boomer versus Marino. It was Mike freaking White, and it was 5 minutes ago. And it's literally the best thing that's happened to the Jets in a decade. And you admit to Kenny Albert,
I don't know who that is.
My mind was blown upon hearing that.
I got to defend Vilma here.
Excuse me?
I hate doing this.
Yeah.
Evan, Mike White is the most. This isn't Linsanity.
Yeah, because it was better. Because it was better than Linsanity.
No, it's just Mike White.
It didn't translate out of New York.
Yeah, Mike White happened
in
obscurity.
I bet my brother doesn't know who Mike White
is. Text him right now.
I will.
By the way, he's out of my Hall of Fame if he doesn't know who Mike White is. I have my own personal Hall of Fame. Don't worry, Teak, you're in it.
Thank you.
I'm taking Rondé's ass out of this Hall. He doesn't know who Mike White is?
I don't know, but I would bet he does it.
And now you're asking a football announcer who's not sitting down like the average fan gambling or all that stuff.
Right.
He didn't call him Mike White. Mike White was very quick in and out, obscure factoid on a very, at the time, irrelevant team where most of his games happen at 1 o'clock.
Shame on you.
We have to know Mike
Shame
White.
Shame on all of
Jonathan
you.
Jonathan Vilma doesn't have to know Mike White.
Then don't call a Jets game. What? How about that?
Why should Mike White have come up in a broadcast?
Because
it's
that.
Years ago now.
Years ago? How long ago was it, dude? It was 3 years ago. You're acting like it was an eternity ago.
That's an eternity in the NFL.
It's not, though, when you're calling a game. Think about this. Who were the Jets playing last week? Do you remember? It was the Falcons.
Okay.
How many freaking viewers outside of New York and Atlanta were watching that game?
Not many. But why does Mike White doesn't even need to come up in that game?
It doesn't matter. It did come up. And he said he didn't know who he was.
It came up from a guy who's a New York-based announcer in Kenny Albert, though.
Let me tell you this. If Jonathan
Vilma... Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, stop.
Kenny Albert is New York, so he remembers the Mike White.
Do you have Kenny's number, Kenny Albert?
I do.
Can you ask Kenny Albert how disgusted he was when Jonathan Vilma said he didn't know Mike White? And maybe he won't, say that way because he's his partner, but,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.